Here's one of the complex realities of Israel. It was established as a Jewish state, yet it has non-Jewish minorities. One-fifth of the population are Arabs. They are citizens of Israel, but with a distinct ethnic identity, sometimes called Israeli Arabs, among other things. They share language and culture with the Palestinians next door who live in the West Bank or in Gaza and aspire to an independent state. Jewish Israelis have at times embraced their Arab fellow citizens and at other times have seen them as a security threat. So a tricky situation emerged when the Palestinians outside Israel started a TV station marketing to Palestinians inside. Daniel Estrin reports that has proven to be a problem.
The channel's new morning show is called Our Morning is Different. It's like an Arabic version of the Today Show. Two hosts sit on a curved red couch, a woman in a hot pink sleeveless blouse, and a man in a buttoned diamond checkered shirt. Both are Arab citizens of Israel. So they're starting with the weather report.
That's right.
Nazareth, 30 degrees Celsius. Tarshiha, 31. The temperatures are all pretty much the same. But this is actually one of the most satisfying parts of the show for co-host Lidawi, because he's talking about heavily Arab Israeli cities that get little attention in the media.
It's nice to say the name of the city, just to mention these words. It's something for us, for me.
The new channel is called Palestine 48, a reference to the year Israel was founded. Many Palestinians fled or were forced out then. The Arabs of Israel are the ones who stayed put. Some Jewish Israelis suspect them of being a fifth column. Some Arabs see them as sellouts for taking Israeli citizenship. No one sees them much on TV.
We are here. We want to be on the map. We are on the map. And this is the good platform.
The head of the channel, Firas Abdulrahman, says the channel was the brainchild of Palestinian Authority President Mahmoud Abbas. It's funded by Abbas's government in the West Bank. It started broadcasting last month from Nazareth, an Arab city in Israel. There was a cooking segment, field reports on historical and religious sites. But just days after it went on the air, Israel ordered the studio closed. It had no Israeli operating permit, and the backing from Abbas violates Israel's ban on the Palestinian Authority establishing organizations inside Israel. Israel's public security minister said he wouldn't let the Palestinian government gain a foothold in Israel. Now they broadcast from the roof of a hotel in the West Bank city of Ramallah. They're trying to keep things bubbly. But without the field reports from Israel, they're struggling to fill airtime. The head of the channel, Abdulrahman, says its lawyers are fighting to get the Israeli studio back open.
Jews, Muslims, and Christians have lived for many years inseparably in their natural environment. How can you now separate this?
Co-host Lidawi says he and the channel can offer a lot to satellite TV viewers throughout the Middle East. As an Arab living among Jews in Israel, he says he can dispel stereotypes about Judaism. And he wants to show Palestinian refugees throughout the world the sights of their homeland.
It's a satellite, man. There's really no borders.
He still hopes the channel will be able to reopen their studio in Israel. Because without being able to film there, he says, the show feels a little dull. For NPR News, I'm Daniel Estrin in Ramallah, the West Bank.